Welcome, everyone, to today's call. As a blogger insider for Versus, you have been granted exclusive access to an interview with NHL's Jonathan Toews of the Chicago Blackhawks. Please remember that any reproduction, distribution, or transmission of any part or parts of today's call is not permitted. However, today's call is being recorded and will be produced into podcast segments and made available for broadcast. I would like to welcome you to this exclusive interview with Jonathan Toews of the Chicago Blackhawks. We are thrilled to have Jonathan with us today, along with everyone else on the call. We have compiled a terrific group of blogger insiders for today's call and are excited to hear what everyone has to say. Let's keep the interview today positive and upbeat. And let's jump right into the question and answer portion of this call. We'll go next to James Vertel in St. Louis, Missouri. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Jonathan. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. Three questions. First, do you read any blogs, sports-related or otherwise? We've got a conference full of bloggers. Just wondering if you ever read any of our stuff or anything else.
Yeah, I mean, I try and read up as much as I can, whether it's in the newspaper or, you know, online stuff for the hockey news. It's always nice to know what's going on.
Okay, anything else you read, like gossip news or video game news or anything like that ever?
What kind of news?
I don't know, any news on the new SOCOM video game so you can beat Sharpie and Kane in the next...
I know, I don't have to read up on that stuff to beat those guys, but... I don't know, most of the stuff I read is usually about sports, I guess, so...
Okay. Next question. Since you're the captain, you probably have to... You're set at a higher level than other guys. Have you ever stepped on the Indian head in the Blackhawks dressing room, in which case you'd have to pay a fine?
If I ever stepped on what?
Have you ever stepped on the logo in the dressing room where there's a fine you have to pay if you step on it, correct?
Well, actually, you know what? I think it happens to everybody where if it's the first couple of times you walk into that dressing room and you make that mistake, even if you're reminded a few times, you might forget. So I think I might have last year a couple times, but I think the guys let it slide. It wasn't too big of a deal.
Okay. And last question. I heard you went as a Power Ranger for Halloween. So I assume you watched the show as a kid. What was your opinion of the Pink Ranger when you were growing up, and has that changed?
I guess I was part of that era, the kids where that TV show was big, but I think most of all it was just a goofy thing that Brent Seabrook and Duncan Keith and I wanted to do, so we thought it'd be pretty funny. And as far as the Pink Ranger, I don't know. I don't really remember it, so.
Okay. All right. Thanks for your time, and look forward to seeing you play again.
All right. Thanks again.
Great.
And we'll go next to John Swenson in San Jose, California. Go ahead, please.
How's it going, Jonathan? Can you describe the resurgence of hockey in Chicago? What have you noticed inside or outside the arena this season? And what does your team need to do to keep it going?
I think for the most part, you know, there's a lot of diehard fans that have, you know, stuck around through thick and thin, I guess, with this team over the years. But you know what, now I think we see a lot more casual hockey fans that are starting to see you know, the success come back. And I think over the summer it was a huge part was the press and the publicity that our team got with the whole announcement of the game at Wrigley Field, and everything that's kind of come together is really chipping in. I think last year we had a very exciting team. We missed the playoffs by a hair. And, you know, this year, obviously, I think we're better in a lot of ways. You know, I don't think we'll be in that situation again. Hopefully not. But, you know, I don't know. You know, we know it's obviously in the building. Every night we've been selling out this year. It's just been, you know, crazy crowds. I think a lot of players in other cities love to come and play here in Chicago on the road now. And I think that's had a big deal with my guys like, you know, Brian Campbell and Cristobal Huey wanted to sign here over the summer. So I think it's a great city. It's a great hockey city. So, you know, I think everything's been done that can be done to bring hockey back to the city. So it's going down the right path, and just as long as the team keeps playing well and winning games, you know, I don't think there's anything that can go wrong.
You mentioned the Winter Classic. Do you have any predictions for the Winter Classic, like whether it might be a score, style of game, team, or a...
Really, you know, I think it's going to be tough to predict anything. Obviously, we know how good Detroit's going to be, and we know how crazy of a day that's going to be. All we can do is just prepare ourselves the best we can as players to go out there and play our game at that point. And, you know, as far as the weather and everything else that might have an effect on the game, you never know. So we'll keep the predictions as far as scores and other things like that, you know, until it's settled, I guess.
All right. Well, one last question. I followed Nikolai Khabibulin for quite a while. I kind of see him as a quintessential big game goalie. A quintessential big game goalie. How difficult is he to score on in practice, and what makes him so successful on the ice?
I don't know. I think we're very lucky right now, obviously, to have two great goaltenders that are working so hard every night to make our team better. So. You know, Happy is—he's a competitor. I think he's proved that throughout his career. It's one of the biggest reasons why he won a Stanley Cup. And you can tell he's got that veteran calmness and that mentality where you know, he's nothing really rattles his confidence. He just stays solid and you know, he's a tough goalie to beat on every shot.
Great, thank you very much, Jonathan, and thank you for participating in today's call.